The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Just start with a sound. I'll just start with a sound check. Is the volume okay? Maybe it can be a little bit louder. Sometimes my voice gets really quiet if I've been sitting with you guys. Okay, so here we go. This is a little bit better, I think, right? Yeah, okay. So earlier this morning, I talked about the practice of allowing, that is, of just being with our present moment experience, no matter what's happening, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, whether it's what we were hoping or wishing for, whether it's not. And I was talking about our just immediate experience, right here, right now. And what can happen when we do this, when we are just with our experience and somehow welcome it, align with it, we can notice the peace, the well-being, the freedom that is there when we're with our experience. But we also notice all the ways in which we are not allowing, the ways that we are not with our experience. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about that now. That is, that so often part of the reason or contributing factor or something that's in the mix of why it's difficult to be with what's happening, why it's difficult to be with our experience, is in some way part of how we're defining ourselves, definition we have for ourselves. And in so many ways, definitions are limiting. Kind of say, it's this, it's not that, and anything else we're going to dismiss. It's only this, not that. But sometimes it's really hard to see how we define ourselves, some of the ways in which we might be limiting ourselves with our definitions. Often it's easier to see this in the ways that other people may be defining us. I'm sorry, Anne, can we turn the volume up just a little bit? I feel like it's not quite loud enough, that I feel like I'm straining my voice a little bit. I don't want to be yelling at you guys. That's a whole nother experience, right? Okay, thank you. That's a little bit better. Sometimes we can feel the definitions by how other people define us, and we can just notice that. I had this experience not too long ago. Well, I guess it was a couple of years ago, where this friend of the family, somebody that I had known since I was young and, you know, through most of my life, I saw this friend of the family in another setting, and he introduced me as, this is Diana. She's my father's daughter. My father who does X, Y, Z. And I felt like, what? I'm not somebody's daughter. I'm actually a real person here. I have my own, the own way that I think about myself, the own way that I show up in the world. And that was such an interesting thing to be just like, oh, I'm somebody's daughter. So maybe you've had a similar experience. Maybe it's by your profession, or if you're retired, or if you're a student, or something that you have done. Maybe you've been felt defined by something that you do. Maybe even being a meditator. Maybe like, oh, if people learn that you meditate, they must, perhaps they are expecting you to be calm at all times, or just to be mindful, or just to behave in a particular way. Or maybe you've been particularly emotional with a particular interaction with somebody. As it happened, there were other things that arose that day and you were emotional, or maybe your hormonal status that day was such that you were emotional, or for whatever it might be. But then this person feels like always sees you as like that emotional person. And you want to say, wait, I'm not always emotional. I can be settled and calm and logical and rational and quiet. Maybe we are seen for our ethnicity or for the communities we belong to or for our socioeconomic class. These other ways that limit us, and that may be very painful in the way that there's all these assumptions that go with us that people make. We feel like we're not being seen for us as a who we are, how we are at that moment, or we feel very limited by what's being projected onto us. It can be quite burdensome. Or maybe we see others in a limited way. Maybe we see others in a way that we don't see all of them. And maybe sometimes it's appropriate. Maybe it's appropriate that when the physical therapist is giving us exercises or suggestions of what to do for that particular issue for which we saw that physical therapist, maybe it's appropriate that we see them in their role as somebody who knows something about physical therapy. I don't know if they still do this, but I know, maybe it's been decades now, that there used to be these stores that you would go in and people would want to put perfume on you or like something like this, like spray you. So maybe we treat the physical therapist different than the way that we would treat somebody who's approaching us with perfume, right? Somebody that's, okay, here's somebody who's approached me. They're in this role and they have something that might support me. I don't know if the perfume is going to support you, but certainly if it does, it's in a different way. So in some ways, it's appropriate that we see people in their roles and we interact with them in the way that they're in a particular role. Police officers, maybe it's appropriate that we interact with them if we're getting pulled over for speeding too fast. Maybe it's appropriate we interact with them in that way. Maybe we hold people with some feelings of resentment, or why do they get to do that? I don't get to do that. They did that thing 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 minutes ago that I still feel troubled by. Maybe we see others through primarily what they can do for us. Well, this person isn't going to help me, so maybe I'm not, going to bother being nice to them, bother paying attention to them, bother being respectful to them. I'm just going to ignore them because they can't really help me. So in these ways, we can see how some people limit us the way that they define us. Sometimes we limit others the way we define them. But it can be really helpful, really supportive to see the ways in which we define ourselves. The way in which we might limit ourselves. often this is really difficult to see because it seems like, well, this is just the truth of the matter. This is just the way it is. It's just the way that I am. Because we feel like they're obviously true in some ways, we might think that they're invisible. But a big part of meditation practice is to help us to see these ways that we're limiting ourselves with our definitions. The ways that perhaps we might be getting in the way with the way that we define ourselves. Because we don't have to define ourselves at all. We can just be this being right now who is giving a Dharma talk. Later, I'll be a being who's having lunch. To be sure, sometimes it's helpful to define ourselves. Sometimes I'm an instructor in more of an academic setting. It wouldn't be appropriate if I defined myself that way and I showed up here and gave you guys homework and graded you on your things that you were doing. Right, so it's appropriate that we use definitions and that we let them go. And it's appropriate that when we are using definitions, that we also see the limits of them, the way they may be restricting. Some common ways in which we might define ourselves or we might limit ourselves is, I can't. I can't do this. I can't be with this experience that's difficult, uncomfortable, is exactly what I don't want. I can't speak in public. I can't make that phone call saying that I'm sorry. Is that true? Is it okay? Can we do things that maybe push our limits a little bit, where we're uncomfortable? Maybe we have a ways that we define ourselves, I need this, I have to have this. I can only meditate if it's really quiet and I have X amount of time and I have this particular app with us or something like that. There's all kinds of things that we feel like we absolutely need to have. Some of them are true and some of them are limiting. Can we just push the boundaries a little bit? Maybe we kind of limit or define ourselves with the way that we judge ourselves. I'm a bad person because of I'm always forgetting to bring in the trash things from the curb and they sit there out on the street for a long time and my neighbors get a little bit angry with me. I'm a bad person because my mind wanders a lot when I'm trying to meditate. So our movements of self-definition are often limiting. As I said, that's to be sure that's appropriate to have a take on a role, but then can we put it down? And it's often this limiting self-definition that makes it difficult to be with our immediate experience with what's actually happening. Maybe it's not in accord with the ideas we have about ourselves. Maybe it's not aligned with how we want to view ourselves. So it's not that having definitions is wrong. It's not that we shouldn't ever use them. It's the kind of the agitation that comes with them when often the agitation comes with the limits that go with them, or the way that perhaps we're holding on to them really tightly, and it's the holding on that's agitating. So it's not that we self-definitions aren't useful and appropriate sometimes. It's just, can we use them in a way that's skillful? And can we recognize sometimes when they are unskillful, when they are unhelpful? So when you find yourself in difficulties and not able to be allowing what's actually happening, you can just gently inquire, is there an idea about myself? Is there a way I'm defining myself that's underlying this, that's fueling this difficulty of being with what's happening?